Hey guys, we're here a little bit early with you because we have a big interview dropping tomorrow morning with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. We had a wide-ranging and interesting discussion, and one of the things that we wanted to leave you with today was this bit about how the Top Gun movie signifies how Chinese influence is working its way into Hollywood. Let's take a listen. And a very high-profile case that was preceded the NBA was actually the jacket on, so Top Gun, obviously an iconic American movie, the patch on the back of Tom Cruise's iconic jacket was changed in order to not offend a Chinese audience in their sequel. And, I mean, that was largely seen as a result of Tencent Pictures, which is part of a large Chinese media conglomerate, financing that picture. What is there to be done about it when the commanding heights of American culture seem to be really infiltrated by Chinese capital?
So first things first, we all hope Top Gun 2 is as good as Top Gun 1.
So we were going to ask you, do you think we need a Top Gun 2? Because this is the debate.
That is a big central question.
So I will wait and see. I am very hopeful. To your point.
Yeah.
I went and spoke to the MPA board of directors. It's now been a couple of weeks back, and I spoke to them about this. Today, you know, we're limited. Only 37 movies a year, American movies, can be sold into the Chinese market, and the Chinese and American business have asked, can you help us with that? And I'm perfectly prepared to help American companies sell into the Chinese market. What I asked in return, or not in return, but the additional point that I made was, You can't allow them to censor your material. It is impermissible. You wouldn't let the American government tell you what you could or could not put in your movie.
Right.
You might let us write it, right? Yeah. So that it's appropriate. But you wouldn't let us tell you what you could put in your movie, certainly not with respect to political issues. And you ought not let the Chinese government do that as well. And we, the State Department, have a responsibility to try and help them do that, to try and convince the Chinese government it's not appropriate to do that. We also think that the Chinese people are highly capable of evaluating information themselves.
Free markets,
so,
free people.
So I have confidence that free people in China will see a movie and they'll say, that was about American power, I don't like that. Or they'll make their own judgments, and there's a 1.5 billion Chinese people that they'll make their own, they ought to be permitted that. And we, American institutions, cultural arts institutions, in this case the Motion Picture Association, the movie makers, their creative genius ought not to be denied from the Chinese people. They ought to get a chance to see it too.
Thanks for listening, and we cannot wait to show you the full interview tomorrow.